Okay, we're on Pei Vav Amud Beis. We did the top Mishnah. That's where we are. We'll just run through it just quickly because the Gemara is going to go right into it. So we said that the person makes his wife, puts her in charge of his store or to deal with his nechassim. And then he has a chachami made a takana that he has the right to mashpia, make her make a shvua that she didn't take anything anytime he wants. Kol zman sheyirtzeh. So he said it's based on the fact that the woman is more a heter, that since she's been taking care of the thing, so megiela a little bit on the side. So he can, if he's chosheder, he can make her make a shvua anytime. And then Rabbi Eliezer said afilu al pilcha vel isasa, which is, sounds like not even, not just if he's work, she's working by him, just she's bakes some bread or whatever, that maybe she took some on the side or whatever, you can make her swear even for daily things. It doesn't have to be that she's working in the store. Okay, so now let's start the Gemara. Yibailahu. Rabbi Eliezer al yedei gilgul kamar o lechadchila kamar. So when Rabbi Eliezer said his din that afilu pilka v'isasa, that he can make her, he can make her swear on like daily things, is that only al yedei gilgul? Meaning when only after he can make her make a shvua on the on making her in charge of the store or whatever. So then we say, okay, he's already making her make a shvua on that if she's running his store. So then we can throw in, he's allowed to throw in gilgul shvua, another shvua on her daily things also. Or not, or maybe even lechachila, she never, doesn't work in a store. Rabbi Eliezer held no store, no nothing. He can just make her swear on daily things, just like that. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, it's Rashi elaborates a little bit. Let's just see Rashi first. Hayde gilgul kamar, the shame le tanakama, the amar, we learn that from the Tanakama that he said mashbi ala potrapos velo al pil chavisasa. Right, Tanakama says only on the on if she runs the store, etc., and not on the daily things. That's the Tanakama. Vafilia de gilgul shvuas apotropos. The Tanakama, even al de gil, there's no swearing on daily things. The caveman, the shvuas apotropos with the rabbanan da lokatan la le tovea. Tanas Bari, because this is all anyways only a Durbanan, we spoke about last time, because there's no such thing normally as a Shvu'a Yedei Tainas Safik, like maybe you took something, there's no such thing. So it's anyways only Durbanan. Ela Ritzoni Shishavali Lo Megal Galima Yedah Shvu'a Chrisei. So Koi Tanakama, there's no other Shvu'a, just on the business or whatever, fine, but nothing else. V'asa Rabbi Eliezer Lameimar Hecha Doshiva Chenvanis migo de mishtavad apostroposus so mishtavad nami al yedei gilgul al pil kapis isasa de megalgalin midirabanan. So in there along because Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, not so, you know, crazy. He just says, okay, you know, anyways, in the case where he can make her make a shvua on the business things, so then if he has another shvua on daily things, he can throw that in, but only that. Or maybe not, says Rashi, lechachila kamar, dafilu lo mina apotropia, at all, right? Mashbia al pilkav share apotropisati. That even if there's no, you know, this doesn't work from whatever, lechachila, you can make her make a shvu on the daily things. Okay, let's see if we can find an answer. Tashma. Amulola Rabbi Eliezer. So here we have a brisa that tells us a comment back, you know, that they said to Rebbe Eliezer after he said this thing about that you can make her swear on daily things, and they said to him, "Ein adam dar im nachash b'chfifa," because how can you say that? A person can't live with a snake in the basket. In other words, you can, how can you ask a woman to live with a guy like this? You know, that he can make her swear on daily things. You know, he's making, she's making challah for Shabbos. Okay, you didn't take, I swear you didn't make take some of the dough or whatever. I mean, it's like, how can you live with a guy like that? Okay, so now the Gemara makes a diuk. So, Amar Bishlam Lechachila Shapir. So, if this is, Rabbi Eliezer said it's been Lechachila, can make her swear on daily things, so this, then this price makes sense. They said, what? On everyday things, how can a woman live like this? It makes sense. But if it's talking about only El Yedei Gilgul, meaning he could only make her swear for daily things only if he's already making her swear on business things, okay, so then what's the big deal? In other words, anyways, he's making her swear that we agree upon on business things. Okay, so then if he wants to throw in the other shvuah, for daily things, so what's the big deal? So therefore, it's mashma that it's lechachila. So the Gemara says no. The Amar Lei Kaven the Kadaikt Basrai Kulei Hai Lo Matzinu the Adur Bahadach. She says no. Even if it's Ayde Gilgul, it's like a psychological thing that he's the fact that he's making me swear on daily things. Bichlal, it's a woman can't. She's like, what is he so medayik with me? He doesn't like me so much. I can't live with such a guy that he's paying attention to every little action, everything I do. It's just a psychological thing. So even if it's Ayde Gilgul, it could be that. Rabbi Eliezer, maybe that was his intent, even with Gilgal. Okay, so we have another attempt. Tashma, Hare Shalom Patar Es Ishto Min HaNeder. Here we see, Mepherek, we're going to see that if a man did not patar his wife on Neder and Shvuah, Ve'oshiva Chen Venit, Otsh Mina Patrapaya, Hare Zeh Mashbiya Kol Zman Shiyirtzeh. Okay, if he didn't make anything, patar her, he can make her swear on any time he wants. On these things, on apotropos things, lo hoshiva chen venito velo min apotropaya, then eno yachol lashpia, he cannot. That's like the Tanakama, that if he didn't pater, then he can make her swear on business things whenever he wants. And here comes Rebbe Eliezer, and now we're going to see Beferish. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Afal Pi Shelo Shiva Chen Venit Velo Mina Patrapaya. Even if he didn't have her take care of his needs, Hare Zeh Mashpia Kozman Sheyirtzeh. Here we have it. Lechadchila, without Gilgul, he can go ahead and mashpia her on any time he wants, on everything. Shein Lecha Isha Shelo Na Set Up Patrapaya Sha'achas Bechayibala Al Pilka Val Sisasa. Because certainly she's going to work with his dough or whatever. And spindle, and therefore he can make lichachila or swear on, even on these daily things. So then they amrulo, their comment back was on this ein adam dar imnachash bechfifa, like we said before, and that's the brayso. Here we see clearly shmamina lichachila shmamina. So we see that Rebbe Eliezer didn't mean only on day Gilgo. Here it's clear that even straightforward he can make her swear on daily things. Okay, Rashi bechfifa. Betoch kupach, it's hard to live with a snake in the same basket. Shapir. The Amrele, so it makes sense. The Amrele, hoyol mishabas li al pilchi, so any yachol at least bol kapnu. So you say, you're making me swear on every little thing, so then, in lichadchil, like we said, then I can understand why, she can be upset. But if it's only Ayde Gilgul anyways you can make her swear, then my nafgalamina, says Rashi, hare nitzchayavas li shvua. Uma, anyways, I have to make a shrua. Uma yikshela the Gilgul's im lo me'akevet lo klum. So what's a big deal if she has to anyway swear an additional shrua that she didn't hold back anything? Hoyel v'kadayik batzrai. So we're docha that. He said no. That's a fact that he's choshed her. It's not a woman that can live like that. So einach ohev uma minoti. You don't love me. You don't trust me. Right? V'lo matzini. Do you do it banach? I can't live with you like that. Hare shalopatar, says Rashi, shalokasavla neder v'shua in li alaich. And what is this neder we're seeing? We're going to see it again shortly in the new Mishnah also. What is this neder? What is a neder in shua? What's this neder? So Rashi says, this neder, shenoderis lo, yesar alai, kol peros shiba'olam, im ikafti mishalchaklum. That she has to make a neder that I'm ushering all the fruit from the world on me if I withheld anything, and I took any of the monies coming to me or any of your things. Kedamar Meseches Gittin Nimnu Milahashbia Yitkin Rabban Gamil Hazaken Shetehe Noderes Liyosomim Komasha Yirtza VeGova Ksubasa. So talking about women that is claiming her ksuba from the Yosomim. So they make her make a shvua to the Yisomim. We'll see that also later on. Bezrat Hashem, that she has to make a shvua to the Yisomim if she didn't take any of the ksuba in the meantime. In the meantime, however, they saw that women were taking the shvua lightly and they were nishba l'sheker. So they made, therefore, Rabbi Gamliel institute instead of a shvua neder, because neder was more severe in their eyes, more serious, and therefore, instead of just making the shvua, they didn't take anything. She would have to make a neder, that like example, like we saw, that I'm not going to eat anything, any shvua, any fruit in the world if I, you know, took some or I have some of the ksuba, whatever, in order for that they would take more seriously. Okay. New Mishnah. Kasavla neder shvua einli alaych. The husband writes to his wife, here's the neder, like we said again, the neder or shvua, I'm not going to hold against you any neder or shvua, I'm not going to make you make any neder or shvua. So ein yachol hashpia, so now he can't make her shvua. And the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what shvua this is. We don't know that yet. Aval, however, if she died, and let's say they got divorced and then she died, so now what? Says the Mishnah, Aval Mashpiyahu es Yorsheha Vesabayim Birshusa. So since she's not around anymore, he wrote to her, I'm not going to make you swear, but she's dead. And now her Yorshim are coming, let's say, to collect the Ksuba. Since that wasn't included in what he wrote, he can Mashpiyah her Yorshim, her children. And also Vesabayim Birshuta refers to if she sold her Ksuba, that he can make them swear also that the whole ksuba is coming to them. Next case, neder ushvua ainli alaik v'al yorshaich v'al abayim birshasech. Here included all those people. Not only I'm not going to have any neder ushvua on you, but also not on your yorshim or people that bought your ksuba. Then einu yachol hashpia lo hi v'lo yorshea v'lo abayim birshuta, none of them. However, what about if he died, and now the wife is coming to claim from his yorshim, from his children? So eino yachol hashbia. So however, if he died, then yorshav mashbi nosa val yorshav al bimacher al birshuta, right? Because he only said, I'm not going to make you swear or your yorshim swear, whatever. But he didn't say anything about his kids. So if he dies, his children are allowed to make her or her yorshim or the people that bought her ksuba swear. Okay, next case. Neder shua ainli velo yorshai velo abarim birshuti alaik val yorshaich val abarim birshuseich. Okay, he said, I'm not going to have any neder shvua against you, not only me, velo yorshai, also my children, they're not going to be able to make you swear either. Velo habayim birshutu, who's velo habayim birshuti, vis-a-vis the husband. This refers to if he sold nechasim that were meshuba to the ksuba, and now they're coming to collect from these the klukuchos, so that's the habayim birshuti. So he says that he also included that they, you don't have to swear to them either, and not only you, and not you and not your kids and not the people that bought your ksuba, so then none of them could swear. He can't, and his children can't, and his people that are, like, he sold his nechasim too, they all cannot make her swear, and not only make her swear, lo osav, lo yosheh, lo abayim birshuta. Not her kids, and not the people she sold her ksuba to. Now nobody's, could make anybody swear. Okay, the Mishnah concludes, halcha mikever baila lebeis aviha. So right after he died, she went from the kever back to her father's house, or shechazir lebeit chamiya, her father-in-law's house, velo naset apatrai paya. In other words, she didn't, she stopped working, wasn't working anymore for her husband, with his nechasim, that's it. After the burial, boom, she went home, and that's that. Eina yorshi mashbi inosa. His kids, the yorshim, cannot make her swear anymore. Ve'im naset apatrapaya, but if they made her make work for to take care of the things, then a yorshim mashbinosa, but only alasid lavo, means only on the from after the father died. Since again we're talking about here that the father puttered her, pottered her from the from making any shuar stuff. So then, okay, that's the gabe anything had to do with the father. But now the sons are taking over. So now the father's dead, the sons are taking over. So they cannot mashbiya her on the things that were in the past, but on the present, yes. She mashbiya to alal yasid lavo means from now on that now she's taking care of their things, or that therefore they can make her mashbiya her on that. But vein mashbiya nosa al mashavar, but not on things that were when husband was still alive, because he pottered her again from Shua, so they can't make her swear on the past things. Okay, let's see Rashi. Any achol ashbia, the Gemara mefarsh what type of Shua? My Shua is he pottering her from? Aval mashbia, who as Yorshea? Her children, yes. Im Girsha Omeisa, if they got divorced and then she died, Yorshea tovi meimenu ksuba, so her children want the ksuba, so nishpein shvuas yorshim, hamufereshet meseches shvuas. So that's a special shvuas yorshim that they have to swear that they didn't, as we're going to see, Rashi says, what's the shvua? The shvua shalom bakadatonu b'shas misa v'lo amra lanu kodem lachen v'lo matzanu bein shtarotea shtar ksuba perua. They have to swear that the mother didn't tell us anything, and we didn't find any shtar that ksuba was paid. In other words, we want the ksuba, and we hereby say that mother didn't tell us anything, that she got anything from the ksuba, and then only then we give them the ksuba. Vesabim bir shuta, who's that? That's imachra ksuba salachem, she sold her ksuba to others, niskarsha umesa, valakuchos tovinosa, and then they got divorced, and then she died, valakuchos tovinosa, so the ones that bought the ksuba, so they want it. So nishbain al hain shvuas yoshin, they also have to swear this shvuas yoshin also. About Yoshav mashbinota. However, his kids can mashbia her, right? Imi Salmana, if she his wife died, he died, she became an almana. Vehi or Yoshea nifrein minas yisomim. So her or Yoshim are collecting from his children. He's not alive. And Aaron nifrein minas yisomim. As trichim shvua sharei lo patru ela mimenu. So here they have to make a shvua because he only patered himself and not his own kids. Labayim birshuti im emkor nechasai. What's those are coming in my rishus? In my rishus, that's if I sold my possessions. Ve'at ba'ali para milukuchos, and you're coming to collect from the nechasim we said of meshuba to the ksuba. Halcha mikever ba'ala says Rashi zu shepatra ba'ala mina shvua. We're talking about when the man was part of his wife and then he died. V'hachitani behedya betosefta, that's going on to patrakai, that she went after he patras, and then she goes, he dies, and she goes straight to her father's house, lebeis avia shalom nitaska shuv b'nechasim, that she didn't touch, she didn't work with his nechasim anymore. So alati lavo is al esek shela achar misa shelo ikva biyada klum, that anything that after the misa that she didn't take anything for herself. The hashta nechasim the yasmininu, now they're not no longer anything to do with the father, they're the yasomim things, and if she works with her their stuff, so she has to swear to them. Doesn't help that the father said, I'm not going to make you swear. Fine, that's the father. But now he's dead. Now she's working with their stuff. So they can make her swear. Al shavar zal al esek b'chayei bala. So the avar that is, she is pater from, that's what she worked with her husband while he was still alive. Okay, the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Shavua Maya Vidita. So we want to know, at the beginning of the Mishnah, he said, Kasal Neder Shavua Eini Alaych. Which Shavua are we talking about he's pottering her from? So Amar Behuda Amar Rav, turning to page Zayin Amar Aleph, Ala Pachapraya Shenaseis Bechaye Bala. So it's talking about, like we've been speaking, this Shavua that she was working for her husband, and normally he can make her swear that she didn't take anything, that she was from the business, but if he writes to her, you know, I'm not going to, I'm no shua on you, so therefore she's patur. That's the shua we're talking about. Rav Nachman Amar, Rabba Bar Abua, al hapogemis ksubasa. He argues, he says, no, we're talking about a shvua of pogemis ksubasa. This is really coming up in the next Mishnah. It's talking about when the wife comes and wants to claim her ksuba, and the husband says, I paid you already. I paid you the whole thing. And then she says, no, you only paid me a little bit. That's called pogemis ksubasa, that she's moted, she got a little bit, but now she's kofir that she didn't get the rest, she wants the rest, so she has to swear to collect the rest, even though she's holding on to the ksuba, which is, you know, she has the document, so really he should have to pay her. But they made a takana that, we'll see why also, that she has to swear if she says she got some of it, if she wants the rest. So that is the shvua that he's patting her from, according to Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Arbua, and this is, we'll see, kol shekain, if he's patting her on the business shvua as well. It's not only this, it's kol shekain. It's this and kol shekain for the like we said, the apatrapaya b'nanaset b'chay bala also. Okay, let's see Rashi first. And the Gemara, back on our base, Shvua Maya Virite. So, Eza Shvua, Sasam Leisha Chayev, Sasam Sheisha Chayevis Labala, Oli Yoshav, Diktani Dechi Lo Patra, Mashpia, Vechi Patra, Ein Mashpia. So, what is this that if he patras her, she doesn't have to, if he doesn't patras, she has to? On what Shvua are we talking about? There's Rashi Ala Patrapaya. We're talking about this shvua shapotra biksiva zosma mi shvua sapatropos, that he's officially right that I'm not going to mashbir you on this when you work for me, take over the business right for me. So im yoshivenu chenvanid, if she's the storekeeper in the store. Aval im pagmak subasa detnan b'masnisin, like we said, it's coming up in the next Mishnah. If she's pogem b'ksuba, now as she admits she got part of it, hapogem b'ksubasa lo tifrela b'shvua. This is one of the cases where she has to swear. Lo niftara mi oto shvua yidei tanai. That's not included in this tanai. When he said, I'm not going to make you swear, that does not include the shvua apogemis. What's the logic? The chi pater la mishvua, the karami hu Allah. Because the only thing he's patering her is shvua that he's making. Like he says, I'm going to make you swear, and something that comes from him, that he's choshedr, and a shvua coming from him, so he says, you won't have any shvua coming from me. But shvua, say, he garma lenafsha lo pater la. But here she's causing it, because she said that I got some of the ksuba, she admits the part of receiving some of the ksuba, so she's causing the shvua. Those things is not included in that, according to the Tanakama. But Rav Nachman argues, and he says, no, even on the pogemis, the kol shekain, like we said, also shvua sapatrafaya, also the mikol shvua patra, he patras her from everything. Okay. I'm sorry? Be better off not. Yeah. Okay. Azal Rav Mordechai Amar Lishmaitza, the Kamid Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai went, and he Amar Shmaitza really means, we'll see, asked a question on what we just said in front of Rav Ashi. And what is the question? Bishlama lamande amar ala pogemis ksubasa demaskia the old man mitzricha lezuze v'shakil nabik ksubasai. I can understand v'amar leik sovli dolo mishtabetli. So that makes sense. In other words, I can understand that a woman would ask her husband to write officially, I want you to write down you're not going to make me swear on the if I'm pogemis. Right, meaning, because she might think, you know, hey, I might be that I might end up wanting to get some of the ksuba money, you know, and I'll take a little bit, and then, when I want to collect the rest, it's going to make me swear. I don't want to have to swear. She can think that this might happen. So it makes sense that there should be that, you know, she might request from the husband to pater from such a shvua. That makes sense. Elamanda amar ala patrapaya na shenases b'chaye abayla. Ihi mi havis yada de mosiv la patrapaya de amra leik sovli de lo mishtavitli. But he says, what kind of, it's very nadir that she's gonna, you know, have a havamina, that how does she know that her husband's gonna make her to run the store? She doesn't know that. So why would she think to, you know, hey, can you write me that you're not gonna make me swear if I run your store? Why would she think that he's gonna make her run the store? I guess women didn't do that so often in those days. So go to work or whatever. So it was not, never have a mina. So it doesn't really make sense. That's what we're talking about over here. That she were, and he's puttering her from swearing if she, you know, runs the store. Why would she ever think that she's going to run a store, b'chlal? So that's if it makes sense, if it's pokem, is that, yeah, she might have av. I mean, I'm going to take some of the ksuba, and I don't want to have to swear when I take the rest. That I can understand. But why, where would she ever think she's going to run the store? So Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi says, you know why you have this kasha? Atu naham asnisula. It's because you learned this whole machlekas over here of Yehuda and Rav Nachman, you know, on what does he make her swear? We said on the apotropaya or not, on the pogemet, that you were learning that on the resha, the beginning of the Mishnah, when he says patras her from Shua. So that's why you have this kasha. And you're right, but ana nahamas nina. But we learn it on something else. On the end of the Sefer, on the end of the Mishnah, the Sefer. That's what the Rav Yehuda is going on here with the Apotropaya. Not on the beginning. Okay? Which is the Sefer, as it says, we're quoting the Sefer Mishnah again. Halchami kever baila lebeis aviyah. Again, after he dies and he's buried, then she goes to her house, or chashachazer lebeis chamiya, or her father-in-law's house, velona says Apotropaya, and she doesn't work anymore. So, eina yoshi mashbinosa, that they can't make her swear anymore because she's not working anymore. Vim not set up a trapaya, but if she does go to work and we're on the store or whatever, so then Yoshimash Binosalasi Lamo, they can make her swear now, even though the husband had patted her. Now they can make her swear Alasi Lamo from now on, because now she's working for them. Vein Mashbinosa Al Shavar, but not on the past. On that comes the comment of Rabbi Yehuda. What's a Sha'avar Maya Vidate? On what type of a shvua are we talking about? A past shvua? On what past shvua can't make her swear on the past anymore? On what? So on that, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that's when he came in and said, Ala patrapaya shenaseth b'chaye bala, that if she was working for him, you know, in the store or whatever, that is, since she was working for the father, they can, and the father patered her on things that happened then, that's what they can't make her make a shua on. Aval bein misa l'kfura mashbinla, but from the time he died until the kfura, then mashbinla, then they can make her swear, because that's still connected to that. Now it's no longer, you don't have to tour the father, and once he died, so even from the misa to the kfura, anything, they can now make her make a shua, because it's shaykh to them now, mashbinla. However, on that, Rav Masna argues, Amar afilu bein misa l'kfura lo mashbina. Even a step later, from the time he dies until the kfura, they still can't make her swear. Lo mashbina. Why? Even though it's after the husband died, because the Amar ninahar died that l'chragol mizone l'kfura mazbininan v'lo achrasta. That chraga is the taxes that to pay for the head tax of the Yesomim, and mizone is food for the for mizonis for the Yetomim, or for the woman, or their daughters, and likvura, that's nogeta as for the tzarech to pay for the kura mazminina and below achrat. You can sell the nechassim of the father without announcing, meaning they used to like auction off, you know, things. He used to announce that we're selling the things, and he gets to see if they can get the most money from it, whatever. But when it comes to these things, since it's you need it right away, there's no time to start making auctions and stuff with the father's nechassim. They just sell it right away in order to pay for these things. So we see that kfura is something which is done, you know, often pitom, you know, dies all of a sudden. We have to kfura right away, and therefore we say that the woman might be a little bit mufulbelet, you know, from the whole thing. You have to bury your husband right away, and therefore she might have not been careful so much with the husband's money in this case, you know, with the kfura or whatever, because she was, you know, balagan. So therefore we don't want to make her swear, because maybe she really did not act 100% with the money for the kfura and everything with the husband's money, and then she might, you know, not realize that and swear falsely. So therefore he says, Rav Masna says, we don't make her swear until after the kfura and start fresh from there. Okay, that's a Sirashi. Okay, Allah pogemus we did. Okay, Amr Lishmaita. So Hacha at Kafta Bishlam Elamanamakule Osif Kamei the Ravashi. He asked for this question from Ravashi. Ksovli the Lomishabasli, Umigo the Ramiya Navsha Tavala Ptura Kol Shavuos. And one says you have that Shavuos, and then the Ptur of all the Shavuos. So he said, you have only this problem of Atun Hamasnisa, because you learned it on the Resha. Lahad Rav Yehuda Resha Menti Masnisi. The law parish ba Beishvua doesn't say which type of Shavuos Iri. Ve'aplukte the Rav Nachman Visferi Atun. You held the Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, they're arguing Vekasha, and therefore you had this whole Kasha. You know, why would she have a Havamina, you know, to make her swear on that, make her a storekeeper, etc. But Anan, you only had Kasha, you learned it on the Resha. But we, a Seifa, says Rashina Masnisi. We learn it on the Seifa. The Mari Bishwat of Patropin. Behedya says Beferish over there, what Shvuot is talking about Shvuot Patropia. The Tani says, Vimna said Apatropia. The Rav Nachman, Alav, and therefore Rav Nachman, Lava plukta Rav Yehuda, Idmar. He's not, Rav Nachman was not arguing with the Rav Yehuda. Ella a perusha the resha idma. They were discussing what's the perish of the resha. Rav Masna, he's the one that probably got a Rav Yehuda. And Rav Nasna, we just saw, he's the one arguing in the seifa behai apotropos kamar l'sha'avar. Aval b'bagemis, but when it comes to b'gemis, everybody's moda kulo moda de patra de shvua habal yadei nechasafis. Everybody agrees that for gemis that she can that it's referring to the b'gemis. That's for sure. Okay, l'sha'avar ma'vidate, what is that going on the seifa? That's the, what's the she'avar? Kolomar ad matai karui l'sha'avar. How l'sha'avar, that's what, that she worked for her husband and she has a p'tur from the husband. How far back does that go? The lo amrina nichse the yasmini, that we don't say, no, now it's in the yasomim thing, now they can make her swear. Ve'ena tanai shalom u'yil behen, and what the husband said doesn't work anymore. At what point? Avabein misa l'kfura, after he dies to l'kfura, kfar ramu nichsei kamei de yasme, the yasomim already, they already have the nechassim, ve'ena tanai shalom u'yil behen. It's like the fact that the father pater, that doesn't help for the yasomim, shalom ayde nechassabala. The kraga, what's that? We said that's lifroa, it's this taxes, lifroa, lemelech, kesef, gulgalta, diyasme, head tax for the yasomim, lemezoni, we said shemazoni isha, vabanos, ve yasomim, likfura is likfura sameis, to bury the husband of yasomim, mazbeninan, we sell there the nechasim, nichse yadiyasme, beloachras, without this announcing it. Shein, shavus, umatun, levar, no time for this. Vachanami lo meshbin alosa mechira. So to hear, we don't make her swear on this type of the mechira of the things for the burial. The iyav shar shalot zalzel. It's hard that she's not going to mezalzel a little bit in the money of the husband with tafsidatan, and therefore we're going to make her swear. Venim says shua sheker. It's going to end up she's inadvertently going to make a shua sheker. Therefore, Rav Masna says a special thing. We don't make her swear until after the.